The Marlins and the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, coming away at 7:50 in just a couple of minutes right here on the Marlins Radio Network. Well, welcome back to Marlins on Deck. It's the last of three against the Dodgers tonight, the last of a 10-game road trip for the Marlins. They'll have an off day tomorrow. They'll return home for a 10-game homestand beginning on Friday against the Atlanta Braves. And to take a look at that homestand, joining us this evening is the Director of Marketing for the Miami Marlins, Matt Britton. Matt, it's always a pleasure to see you. A big weekend coming up.
Yeah, Kyle, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend out here. Division rival Atlanta Braves roll in for a three-game series starting on Friday night, and it's 70s night. So I don't think we have to go too far into what that entails. We want everybody to bring out the, dust out your old 70s night attire, bring it out for a fun night here at the ballpark, 70s music. We've got Barry Williams, Greg Brady from the Brady Bunch will be joining us here. And that's part of a cool special event package that we have. We offer every Friday home game as part of our Friday theme night. So for $25, you get a Lexus Legends level ticket. You get a special meet and greet with Barry Williams, cool 70s night t-shirt. And the best part is there's a donation benefiting breast cancer awareness as part of that. So that'll be a fun Friday night. Plus, of course, you have the fireworks after the game.
The weekend's going to be huge as well. Part two of our summer concert series is coming up, and Charlie XCX will be in the building. I know she's a huge hit star, really out there on the billboards right now.
Yeah, Charlie's huge, and she's blowing up. She's on the cover of Maxim this month and just really hitting the charts. And, you know, a lot of her singles are doing really well, and you know, we're excited to have her here. British pop star, and she's been on a number of hits that even aren't her own, but, worked with Iggy Azalea on one of her biggest hits as well, and it's going to be a fun show. So we got a rare 1 o'clock Saturday game, and she'll be performing directly immediately after the game. Also, as part of Saturday, we've got the Miami Dolphins 2015 rookie class coming out. Devontae Parker was her first-round pick. He's going to be throwing out the first pitch on Saturday afternoon, so it'll be fun. A star-studded afternoon here at the ballpark.
Again, keep in mind, the start time on Saturday, it's a special 1 o'clock start. How long after the game ends can people anticipate that Charlie XCX will hit the stage?
We're usually going pretty quick. If anything, we're just waiting for fans to kind of file out and fill in around the front of the stage at the West Plaza. So I would say no later than 10 minutes after the end of the game, we're up and going with the concert live right after the game.
So a 1 o'clock start on Saturday, Charlie XCX will be performing at Marlins Park postgame. Devontae Parker, a member of the 2015 Miami Dolphins rookie class, will be throwing out the first pitch. That takes us two-thirds of the way through our 10-game upcoming homestand at Marlins Park. What can we expect at the ballpark on Sunday, Matt?
Yeah, as part of Sunday Fun Day, fans can pick up the Pepsi 4 for 74 pack. So four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsi soft drinks for $74. Really great deal. One of our best special ticket offers that we have going on. We also have a giveaway for kids. The first 5,000 kids get a Giancarlo Stanton growth chart, courtesy of Fox Sports Florida. And all kids can run the bases after the game in Diamond Dash. So a lot of our normal Sunday activities, Selfie Sunday happening beforehand, get a picture with a player from about 12 to 12:20 up on the promenade level. And all kinds of cool stuff happening for families this Sunday.
So the Marlins return home on Friday. It'll be three games against the Atlanta Braves to kick off a 10-game homestand. Matt, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the insight.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
When we come back, it's the last of three in Los Angeles. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.